What's up, y'all? This is day 10 of our Unlearning series. I cannot believe this is the very last day, but if this is your first time checking it out, what we're doing is we're looking at 10 limiting beliefs that may be holding us back from accomplishing our goals in 2021, stepping into the man, the woman that we know that we are called to be as unconventional leaders. If you have not checked out all the other episodes, I encourage you to do so. We looked at a ton of limiting beliefs. We're wrapping it up with this tendency to compare ourselves with one another, be really hard on ourselves because we're not where he or she is. We're going to take an unconventional approach of looking at comparison. So let's go ahead and get into this.
I've always felt immense.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up,
use their voice, and make an impact in this world.
Hope you really enjoyed this as much as I've enjoyed it. It's been helpful for me too, looking at these and reminding myself of these 10 limiting beliefs to unlearn in 2021 in order to go to the next level and what we're called to do as unconventional leaders. If it's your first time here, what are we doing? We're looking at 10 beliefs. We've talked about how a belief is just a thought that we can hold to be true or not true. We're looking at these internal thoughts, beliefs, maybe something that was taught to us at a young age that really controls, predicts a lot of our behavior, becoming aware of them and starting to dismantle, unravel them and choose to believe, right? Some things that are going, that are more life-giving, that are going to fan the flame that is within all of us. And our very last belief that we're going to look at is comparison. And how other people may be better than us, or we are not as far along as we should be. And we're gonna, what I mean by unlearn this belief is I want to look at this in a completely different way. When I asked you guys, and if you're listening on the podcast, this is being recorded live in our private Facebook group, and we've been talking about it in our group. And when I put up a status a few weeks ago that, hey, I wanna look at some limiting beliefs, what are some that you're interested in, this is what a few of you guys said. You said, looking at this idea that I'm not good enough compared to others, the tendency to compare your success and failures to others. My goals should look like his goals or her goals. Inadequacy. These are the things that you guys said, and I can relate to all of them. So we're going to look at two different ways, two different ideas about comparison. We're going to look at the dangers of comparison, and then we're going to look at the advantages of comparison. What? There's advantages to comparison. What? First of all, let's look at the dangers of comparison, which I think we are way more aware of, right? Comparison can rob us of perspective and gratitude. Comparison can rob us of perspective and gratitude. It robs us of perspective because we are a lot of times unrealistic about where we're at and how where we're at is a mirror of where we're going to be. So I may not be making this much money right now. I might not have this much of a following. I might be here or whatever. And we for some reason think that this is our destiny where we're going to be without understanding the maturity process of any kind of project or business, and that we have to start off in the grunt work, in the crap work, in the not glamorous work. And that's the space that nobody wants to talk about and wants to roll over because obviously it's not near as fun, but it's where we all start off and spend a lot of time in. And so the perspective of understanding, and I use this analogy a lot, that let's use a business as an example, that if your business is in the first year, first 2 years, if you think about a human being, a 1 or 2 year old, right, is learning how to walk, is learning how to talk, is still slurring and falling and messy and pooping their pants and all of these things. Yes, it's not a perfect analogy, but if you think about like the infancy of any kind of project that you're starting or your business or your platform or whatever, like I've been doing this show for 3-4 years now. And if I think about it, that means that this show is still a toddler in a sense, right? And so I'm not saying don't strive and push and grow, but also to being very realistic about where you're at. And most people quit in the infancy stage. They quit at the toddler stage. They quit at the adolescent stage because they're not seeing that mature, you know, in game. And they're like, oh, good. Well, you know, forget it. Screw it. I'm doing the wrong thing, without really understanding that if you're going to be in a game, you've got to be committed to it long term, right? And it takes freaking time. And that is not fun. But we're looking at somebody who's a 20-year-old in their business and comparing it to our toddler stage in business. And it's just not a fair comparison. So comparison can rob us of a healthy perspective, which will give us patience and endurance, which is the secret sauce to making any kind of long-term progress, right? It also robs us of gratitude, because when we're constantly looking at where other people are at and we're filling in the gaps there that, you know, this is where I should be and all of that, it's robbing us from the gratitude of what we do have right now, which I believe is a springboard to more abundance, right? If you want to get a little bit spiritual there. But Pat Flynn, I love Pat Flynn. I don't know if you guys follow him. Smart Passive Income podcast, phenomenal. But I love his analogy. He talks about how, you know, a lot of times, especially in the online space, we, you know, have this dissonance with numbers, right? So if I had 20 people listen to this podcast, okay, let me say if I was starting off, like right now, I'd be a little frustrated with 20 people listening. So I've been doing this for so long. I'm a toddler stage up a little bit more, right? But let's say I very first started off and I had, I was in my first, you know, few months of podcasting. And I hear this all the time. People say like, oh, I only had 20 people listen to my podcast. And that's not obviously, you know, if you want to do this long term where you want to stay, there's room for growth. But also too, I mean, even, you know, so I've been doing it for years, like me, you know, and I challenge myself with this, even if it was, quote, just 20 people. Pat Flynn talks about, you know, if you had 20 people in your living room, that would be such an honor, right? 20 people in your living room who came to hear you speak. Now that's a different visual picture than 20 people online, right? Because there's dissonance between a number on the internet and actual human beings. And we've got to figure out, as leaders in the online space, content creators, online business owners, how to start being more human online and also measuring metrics in a more human way. Where again, I'm not saying don't strive for growth. I'm type A, y'all. Do you know me? I am very type A. But in the same sense, be very hyper aware that there could be nobody watching. There could be nobody listening. You know, you might have one person who's obsessed with your content, like serve the hell out of that one person. And we can enter into that space of just overwhelm gratitude for this quote, quote, small numbers. That's when we set a stage to be able to welcome in and invite bigger numbers. Because this is the truth. We're not going to be happy with the bigger numbers if we don't first find happiness with the smaller numbers. Because the source of true happiness and contentment really has nothing to do with performance. And I'm going to play a clip from an upcoming episode that we are airing, I believe, on Monday about this idea of comparison. Check it out.
Don't compare yourself. To like compare yourself in like a healthy way, but don't look at people who are so far ahead of you and think like, and make a big deal of the fact that you're not there yet. I feel like the only person you should be competing against is like who you were like yesterday. You know, you should just be always be improving on yourself. And as long as you're changing, you're like succeeding. And as long as you have people who are laughing, like anybody's laughing at yourself or anybody who's listening or paying attention or whatever you're doing, you've like succeeded in some way. Because sometimes you're like, I'll be like, oh, when I get 1,000 followers, I'll feel like I've made it. And then now when I get 10,000, I feel like I made it. Oh. And I have like 100,000 on TikTok. And now I'm like, what about those guys who have 1,000,000? So like, I feel like comparing is never going to make you feel good about where you are. And that's not really the point. You can't be doing everything for other people. You can't be doing everything like to be the best. Like sometimes like the best thing is that just the fact that you're growing and that people are paying attention.
That is Karen Menon. He comes on Monday. He is a 20-year-old comedian TikToker who was recently cited by a federal judge because of the content in his TikToks. It's a crazy story. Shows you the power of content marketing specifically. But what I love that he said is that, you know, you think when you're going to get to here that you're going to feel better and more adequate, but you don't, because there's always another number. There's always another level. We have got to figure out as content creators, as leaders, whatever, to really be grateful for whatever small quote, unquote audience that we have, whatever God has entrusted us with. And so I'm going to kind of flip the script to the advantages of comparison. So we talked about the dangers of comparison. It robs us of perspective, of being realistic about where we're at and the time it takes to grow something. And it also robs us of gratitude and being really aware of the gift of even one viewer, one person paying attention to what you're saying. But I want to flip it also to the advantages of comparison. And you might be like, well, there's an advantage to comparison. I thought comparison was a terrible thing. Well, maybe if we choose to see it that way. But there's this powerful tool in psychology called modeling, okay? And if we can figure out, if we can raise our awareness and figure out when the ideas of comparison come, how we can ask better questions and shift our perspective to change comparison into an opportunity for modeling. Now, in psychology, this is not a formal definition, but the idea of modeling is that there's someone where, you know, where you want to be, and you figure out ways to model yourself after that to help you grow. And so I know this sounds a little crazy, but I think we have an opportunity here when the fear, the comparison tries to creep up. And Angie Lee on her podcast today said this, and I love it. She said, successful people learn how to dance with their fear. When fear comes, when comparison comes, because it's inevitable, there's an opportunity there to dance with it, to play with it a little bit, right? So I see this super successful podcast host who has way more listeners than me and has been, you know, has a studio and can fly people in and blah, 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 blah. You know, I could be really like, oh, you know, I've been doing this for years. Why am I not there? I'm a suck. This sucks. Everything sucks, right? Or I could be like, okay, I see you fear. I see you comparison coming in. What are some better questions that I can ask in this, which will bring an opportunity for me to learn and to grow? One thing I like to ask, let's say that Barbara Walters has a podcast. Oprah, let's use Oprah. Oprah has, you know, whatever. There's the dissonance between me and Oprah. It's like this, right? Crazy, crazy, crazy. So if I start comparing myself to somebody like that, I'm going to get depressed like in a second, okay? What a better question might be is, what is one thing that I admire about her that I could implement today? What is one thing that I admire about her that I could implement today? Is it a way that she asks questions? Is it a way that she uses her voice tone? Is it a way that her chair is positioned? When you're looking at these people that you're comparing yourself to, a really, really great question, it's not how do I get there because it's so vast, but what is one small thing that I can implement today based off what they do that I admire? And that puts the power back in your hands where you're going to feel great because you're learning from them. Right? You actually start to grow and that sense of jealousy and comparison starts to dissemble and where you're really welcoming in a better energetic state. Another way to help have healthy comparison is to, like Karen just said a minute ago, to compare yourself to yesterday. And Todd Herman, the author of Alter Ego, love that book. Phenomenal. He said something on a podcast about mental health, an opportunity for business owners to really lean into better mental health is to have a better system of tracking their successes. So acknowledging your successes and seeing where you've grown. So yeah, I might not be to Oprah right now, but I might have grown 10% in my audience space. I might have landed a podcast guest I never thought I would have gotten. You know, really keeping diligent track of your wins. A way to do this, I did this in 2020. Is like in the back of my journal, I had wins for 2020. And every time something good happened, I would write it in the back of my journal. And every once in a while, especially when I was feeling discouraged, I would go back and I would read through the wins of the year, which most of which I completely forgot about. So doing small things like that really help you keep perspective, help you track growth, and help you see that the needle is moving. It may not be as moving as fast as you want it to be, but by God, it is moving. So there is a healthy level of comparison. If we ask better questions, really see it as an opportunity to model and learn from someone, that gives the power back to you and keeps you from becoming crippled with all this stuff. So a quick assignments, and then we'll wrap it up here. Keep a win journal. If it's in the back of your journal, a sheet of paper where you track wins, you acknowledge your successes, go back, review that. It's going to help you so much. And then when you see someone that you feel feelings of jealousy towards, or maybe comparison. Practice self-awareness of saying, what is a better question that I could ask myself right now in this situation? What is one thing that I could implement that they do so well that I could implement today? Not in a year, but today. What is one small thing that they do that I could implement? Thank you for spending the last 10 days with me. This was so much fun to put together. I hope it encouraged you. I hope it fanned the flame inside of you, helped you feel a little bit less alone in this crazy journey that we're on as unconventional leaders. Send me a text message. Let me know what you thought about this series. 501-214-4307. Again, that is 501-214-4307. We love you. In your corner. See you soon.